Divorce happens. In fact, it happens to nearly half of first marriages. So how do you announce your divorce? And why are divorce announcements essential to the divorce process? Welcome to a special season of A Fresh Story podcast. Let's talk about divorce announcements.
You get divorced. You get divorced.
Getting divorced?
I'm getting a divorce.
You're getting a divorce.
Because she's getting a divorce.
So what if I get divorced?
Hello, hello, hello. We're here with Jordan. Jordan, can you tell us who you are and what you do and where you're from?
Hello, hello, Olivia. I am Jordan Reed, and I am the founding editor of Ramshackle Glam and the co-author of the Big Activity Book series, most notably for your purposes, the Big Activity Book for Divorce People, which is dedicated to whom?
To me, it's my favorite. I love it. It's actually, we're very picky with the divorce books that we recommend to people. And I think I only recommend two, and that is one of them. So,
all good.
Yeah. We'll link to it in the show notes.
Thank you.
Where are you from, Jordan?
Well, I'm originally from New York City, but I live in like Malibu adjacent. I live in sunny California.
Jordan's a New York Barbie who has been displaced to California.
Displaced Barbie. Yeah.
So Jordan, you were my only friend that was divorced when I decided to get divorced. And I think I was about a year after you. So you have had a social media platform for a long time and a lot of family and friends who adore you. So when it comes to a divorce announcement in whatever capacity that looked like, what did that look like for you when you told people about your divorce?
So I don't remember, honestly. I was in such a state of fight or flight. It was such a monumental, I just had never anticipated that in a million years. And even though I was the one who sort of instigated the separation, just getting to that place put me in a state that I truly don't recall. I don't recall telling my children. Mm. And my friends assure me that, yes, of course I did. Like I sat them down, but I have no functional memory of it. Since I have Ramshackle Glam, I wrote about it, but I had to be very cautious, obviously. Yeah. For mostly because of just protecting my family and our personal life. But I remember the day after we split, I took the kids to a water park and made this very moody, sad video in slow-mo of them. And people were like, are you okay?
Yeah.
And then I wrote about it in several blog posts, but it was actually my favorite writing I've ever done.
Yes.
Yeah. Was that. That whole era of writing about it. But I had to process things before I could sit down and write them, of course. So everything sort of came out later than it was actually happening.
Yeah, which I think is true for a lot of divorce women writers or writers who write about their divorce. Yeah. You were one of the first. I'm going to just give you that credit, that you really were one of the first people to write openly about your divorce. I think you started that whole train going. I really do, because I think, you know, if you think about the timing of blogging, right?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of young, we kind of followed blogging from like single life to then getting married, which you blogged about, right? Your weddings. And then you were one of the first people to really write about your divorce. And I think, I'm going to give you credit.
I mean, it's funny, like writing about anxiety, when I started writing about anxiety with the Big Activity Book for Anxious People, but also just on my site, people were like, oh my God, I can't believe you're saying these things out loud. But that now it's so wonderfully normalized to be open about your mental health struggles.
Yeah.
Even just if like, what was that? Like 7 years ago.
Yeah.
It was a big deal to talk about that stuff.
It was. And if I remember correctly, because I was working with you at the time very intimately when you were in the process of getting divorced. People noticed that your ex-husband was not on your social media as much as he was. And they were asking on message boards and in comments and things like that. So what did that feel like to be processing so much privately? And then know publicly people were wondering what was happening in your marriage.
I, you know, I, like, again, I was, the extent of how much this felt like an emergency can't be overstated. Like,
yeah,
I had a divorce binder was the first thing. I mean, like, I got very type A about it and went and had, like, you know, different sections. But I was moving. I was selling a house. I was getting the kids new schools. So I don't recall being overly concerned with what media people thought about, as much as I was concerned with what I thought about myself, which wasn't fantastic at the time.
Yeah.
But yeah, I remember, like, speculation, and that's never fun because you don't want, you know, but also that's just sort of part of what you sign up for, I think.
It is. And it happens just on regular civilian life, right? Like, people on Facebook, right? Are like, oh, I noticed your Facebook picture changed. I noticed, you know, he changed his picture to one of him and the kids, whatever it is, right? So it happens. So with that being said, why do you think that divorce announcements, and I use the phrase announcement, but really it's telling your community, why do you think that that's important to do, whether you are a celebrity or a blogger or just a regular person?
I think for your own peace of mind and sense of, you know, it, just the idea of having that conversation over and over and over with every new person, confronting each new person's opinions about your divorce, that just adds a layer of stress that doesn't seem necessary in this particular age when we have the option and when people are frankly used to getting information this way. It's not weird anymore. It's not.
I love
that. You see the celebrities doing the divorce announcements, and I think the first couple who did it was like, that's so bizarre. And now it's like, oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, they put it in their own words. You get it out there. You can explain as much or as little. And you kind of shut down speculation that way. And that's a very hard part of, you know, just, you know, people are behind your back.
Yeah.
I wonder who cheated.
Yeah.
You know,
that
kind of thing.
Always,
and
always.
Being able to frame your narrative as you want it framed, what a relief that would have been to do. I guess I did. I guess I did do it with the blog post, but it was more like death by a thousand cuts that way. Dripped and drab stuff out.
And with all the content you put out about divorce, have you had a response from women, especially over the years, of like, thank you for talking about this and sharing about this?
Oh, yeah. I mean, when I say it was my favorite writing I've ever done was during that period, it was because not the response in terms of, oh my God, I love this post, like the emotional reaction from women. I reconnect, like, I had friends from high school, sorry, not friends, people I went to high school with who I didn't know, reaching out and being like, pouring them, like, it makes me weepy to think about it. They just like, poured themselves out over Instagram DM to me, someone they went to high school with, because they didn't have anyone to ask, because there's so much judgment. When you're in a marriage, you sometimes can't even talk to your best friends without feeling like it's a betrayal of your partner.
Yeah.
And it's so lonely, so lonely. And to hear these, just to be the like, I was so honored to be able to receive these stories and give them, you know, tell them maybe how to do it. Like, if they really want to do it without judgment.
Yeah. And I love that. And I had the same response from people. And I think that is why we have to talk about this, because divorce happens. Divorce happens. I think it's almost every minute there's a divorce in this country. So the fact that that's happening so much, and there's still a lot of people, I'm the first one, you're the first one, they have nobody else to go to talk about this, right?
Nobody.
It's wild to me. It's wild to me. So as somebody that's shared so much about your divorce, what would be some things that maybe somebody should or shouldn't do when it comes to talking about their divorce in a public setting?
I think having boundaries is probably, I mean, that's like, I'm sorry, I'm not willing to talk about this. Like, I'm not comfortable talking about this any further. Just know what you're comfortable sharing and what you're not, and you can stick to that. I think having those safe spaces with, sorry, to go back to like how we don't talk about this.
Yeah.
Women need to talk about finances with each other. Women need to talk about what is going on in their lonely relationships.
Yeah.
For our own security. I have many friends who are on the fence about getting divorced because they don't know how or what their finances would be like or it's just any.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. But I agree. That's a whole other topic, obviously.
Yeah.
But I feel like, you and I could, we're not the friends that you come to just to be like, hey, how's it going? We're like, what's going on? What's your trauma? What's the last thing you cried about? Right. Like, you know, and I think like that, but that's the kind of relationships we need to foster, you know, because that's what's going to save us, right, in the long run, and be open 1,000%. With each other. Yeah. Yeah. And to remove your ego from those relationships, right? Like, you know, maybe Jordan's feeling XYZ. It has nothing to do with me, right? I'm just here to be a sounding board and to listen to her.
Yeah. So knowing your people. And then I actually think approaching this fairly, and we might say distressing time in life with a sense of humor to me was really important. Like to have my friends who I could cackle about how ridiculous this was. And when I think about the stuff that happened in retrospect, it was funny. A lot of it was really funny.
You have to be able to laugh.
My mom like went after my ex-husband get out, you know, and that's very sad and scary of a story. It's been helpful for me to reframe things as human experiences that are silly.
Totally. 100%. Humor has to get you through divorce. Mm-hmm. So that being said, can you tell us a little bit about your book for divorce people?
Oh, the big activity book for divorced people, you mean?
Yes, yes.
So the impetus behind the big activity book for divorced people was obviously my own divorce. I just didn't want to read anything that was like, love yourself and like getting back into dating. Hilarious. Mm-hmm. You know, like setting up your own place. Like it can mm-hmm. be fun and funny and exciting, and it doesn't all have to be such a downer.
Yeah. No, even like, so you know, I, and it, yeah,
and
I love all of it.
There's stuff in here that's hopefully helpful.
Yeah.
But I think the biggest part is like the knowledge that there are other people out there to laugh about this with, in addition to cry about it with.
Yeah. And also just the activity of doing something with your brain and your hands while you are waiting for your divorce lawyer to call you back. And you can have an activity book there that will make you smile, that is co-written by somebody that has been through it, I think is important to have. Yeah. Well, you can read all of Jordan's divorce writing still up on Ramshackle Glam, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So people can go check those blog posts out.
All tagged divorce.
Perfect. Well, you can go check them all out. I would say they're evergreen, quote unquote, because divorce, as different as most divorces are, there's still a lot of similar threads that run through a lot of divorce. And I think the common experience. Thank you so much, Jordan. I always love seeing you and chatting with you.
I adore you, Olivia. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. A Fresh Story podcast is produced by Fresh Starts Registry, the first and only platform for everything you need to begin again, from home items to hype team and everything in between. You can learn more and read today's show notes at afreshstory.com.